Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. This might seem like a really silly question to ask, but do you value your crochet? The reason I ask is because when you go into Facebook groups and see people showing off their crochet for sale, their prices are ridiculously low. And you get people saying that no one would pay any more for it, that they can't sell anything. And low prices do not equal sales. It's something that it seems counterintuitive. I mean, if you got a low price, people are going to snap it up, right? And yet they don't. The thing about crochet is it shouldn't be cheap because it takes a long time to make. If you price low, you will never make your money back. Now, you've got the yarn to pay for. If you're on Etsy or Shopify, you've got the listing fees to pay for. You've got the PayPal fees to pay for. And you've got to make a profit on top of that. And if you're pricing really low, you are barely going to get the money back for your yarn. Now, if all you want to do is crochet and sell to make money to buy your next set of yarn, and that's all you're in it for, fantastic. But if you're in this as a business to make a living off, you simply can't do it. But one of the reasons that people don't buy when you've got low prices is because you devalue your crochet. You're basically saying it's just not worth that much. It's cheap tat. That's what low prices do. Low prices devalue your crochet, and so nobody wants to buy it because they'll be asking the question, what's wrong with it? Think about when you go into a discount store. Everything's cheap, right? Do you expect it to be the best quality? No. Do you expect anything you buy from there to last very long? No. So when you set your prices low, you're getting people setting those expectations that it's going to be low quality and won't last long. And so by setting low prices, you're showing that you don't value your crochet. You don't think it's any good because you've given it a low price tag. You are setting yourself up to fail with low prices. And crocheters are notorious for it. We are. We've all done it. I did it. Back when I first started, I thought people weren't buying because the price was too high. So I just kept lowering the price. I didn't look any further. The price is a symptom. It's not a cause. It's a symptom of us not valuing our craft, of not valuing our own skills, not valuing our own time, not valuing ourselves and our business. The price is the symptom. What you have to do is realize just how skilled you are, realize just how valuable your time is, and realize that you deserve to get paid for your work and get paid a decent rate. You are valuable. You deserve to get paid fairly. And you have to change how you view your crochet and how you view your business. That's a big ask. It doesn't happen overnight. thing is, because we crochet and because we can make these things so easily, we think that no one else will value it because it's easy. Crochet is everywhere. Or is it? Are you sure about that? Because when we sell, especially on social media, the algorithms start working against us. We end up in craft groups where it feels like everyone is selling crochet. We end up seeing posts from other businesses that are linked to crochet. We end up seeing content from crochet business owners just like us. Why? Because that's how the algorithms work. Remember, social media is not set up for business. It's set up for people being social on a personal level. And what it does is it doesn't care if you're a business or a personal page. The algorithm works the same way. What it does is if you take an interest in certain hobbies, it's going to show you content from other people with the same hobbies or content creators who are creating content around that hobby. So if your hobby is Dungeons and Dragons, the algorithm will show you content from other people who play Dungeons and Dragons. It will show you content created by Dungeon and Dragon content creators. Why? Because it wants you to stay on the platform. It wants to show you content that you like in order to keep you on social media, to keep you on that platform and keep scrolling. And so you stay put, you stay on the platform, you give it more of your time. That's how social media works. So when you have a business page, it's going to do the same thing. Because you've shown that you're interested in crochet, it's going to show you people in your feed that also crochet. They will show you content of other crochet business owners who crochet and are selling. And so it feels like everyone around you is selling crochet. But that's not the reality of it. Our sense of how busy the crochet world is gets warped. This isn't so bad if you're not using social media, but social media itself is awful for it. And it really does skew your view of the world. And you start to think that the only way to get your crocheting seen and stand out from the crowd is to lower your prices so that you will get the sale and these other people won't. Except what you haven't realized is that those other people are not your competition. There is plenty of business for everyone. And don't forget, social media is international. The people you are seeing may not even live in your country. They may not even live in the same county. They can be massively spread out. These Facebook groups you are in that you are hoping to promote your crochet in probably don't have nearly as many crocheters as you think. Because people join these groups because they want to find handmade businesses to buy from, which means they've got sellers in as well. They've often got other people who only crochet as a hobby. They will have other people in who are interested in other crafts. They are not filled with crocheters alone, and they are not filled with crochet business owners alone. So only a small percentage are going to be other crochet sellers. But it feels like there's so much more going on. It feels like there's a lot more crocheters than there actually are because of how the algorithms work. There is not a separate algorithm for business owners versus personal profiles. It works the same way for both. So you get a skewed sense of how much competition you have. Now, this also does not explain the pricing problem. It just explains how you come to devalue your crochet because you think there are so many other people that you are competing with. The bigger problem is how you think of yourself. How you think you are deserving of a higher price tag for your crochet. How you view your business. And we tend to use the word just. It's just crochet. It's just my little business. It's just me. That word just is doing a whole lot of damage because it is a devaluer. When we say it's just, we are minimizing. We are making something sound more inconsequential than it actually is. If I say the words, I've got this beautiful shawl available for sale, and instead I put a just in there, I've just got this beautiful shawl for sale. I just have this. I have this. The just makes it sound like it's not that great. And we say this to ourselves. Even worse, we say it to other people. Even worse, we say it in our social media posts. Yes, there is a place for the word just. I've finished making this hat and it's just £50. It's a higher price tag. We put the just in front to lower the value so people think it's a great deal. Yes, that's a great place to put it. But saying something like, so I've just finished this hat and I really love it. I hope you do too. It's just little old me selling my crochet. Okay, you're not using those exact words, but it's how we minimize. We play it down. Instead of screaming from the rooftops about how fabulous we are, we play ourselves down. We do not sound confident. We don't sound like we're particularly enthusiastic. And we use these minimizers like just, little, small business. We make ourselves like a hobby business, a kitchen table venture, and not like a professional outfit. We minimize. And because we are minimizing to ourselves and to others, we feel we have to minimize the price as well and go low. Because we don't feel we deserve it. Because we think we have all this competition, which doesn't exist. We think that we're just a little business. It's more than that. We think that no one will want to buy from us instead of the big names. Name some big names in crochet. You can name the pattern designers, but can you name people who actually sell the crochet? Chances are, you know very few names. You could probably count them on one hand. If you can count them on one hand, how are they your competition? There are no big names when it comes to selling crochet. Because crochet cannot be replicated by machine, which means it's all made by hand. Because it's all made by hand, there are very few pieces available from each individual seller. No one can get that much out. So the reality is you don't have competition. You have skills which you can sell. You deserve the high price tag. Because why not? The only thing that was missing is your belief. You don't believe in yourself. Therefore, you are not presenting your crochet as valuable. Change the belief and you will get the higher price. Because it's not good enough that you tell yourself that you believe. You actually have to, because you have to convey this through your social media to your customers. Because if you are not conveying that self-belief, then you are not conveying the value. If you do not show the value of your crochet, why would anyone else value it to buy it? Your low prices are the symptom. Your self-belief is the problem. Deal with the self-belief and you will get the prices that your crochet deserves because you will value it more. Is that going to happen overnight? Probably not. It's something you have to work on. But stop minimizing your skills. Stop minimizing what you're capable of. Stop minimizing what you deserve. Stop using words like just, like little business. It's just me. No. None of that. If you want to know how to sell for a higher price tag, go and look at the social medias of the big expensive brands. Go and look at Porsche. Go and look at Tiffany. Go and look at Gucci. And you will not see these minimizers in their marketing. Because they know better. They are confidence. They don't apologize for their pricing. They do not lower their prices unless they want to get rid of stock at the end of the season. That's the only time they do. They are unapologetic. And that's the kind of thing you need to do. You need to go strut your stuff, be super confident, and show how valuable, how exclusive, how deserving your crochet is of its price tag. So go out there and do it. So over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be talking about how you can word things in your social media posts to portray that confidence and get those sales coming in, with lots of tips on words that you can use and techniques you can use to really shout from the rooftops and show how fantastic and worth it your crochet is. So if you want to listen to that episode, come and join us. You can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success or click the link in the show notes to join us now and get access to all the back episodes as well that are exclusive to the Hooked on Success membership. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Put the experience of a crochet business coach with years of experience in your pocket. With over 10 years in the industry, I help clients like you make more money and reclaim your time. The WIP Club is a private Voxer chat designed to help you get all your burning business questions answered when you need them most. Put the power of an affordable coach in your pocket now at crochetbusinessschool.com/the WIP Club.